Blog Talk Radio. Right there.
Woo!
fuck, don't fuck no more time. I'm too playing.
Oh my. I have played a 10-minute song and a 4-minute song when they had 4 minutes to go. And now I've got another song going on. We are finally on air.
Shit.
Oh.
30 minutes of music so that you can watch the last 4 minutes of the Bucks game. And I am not joking.
Like I said, you gotta keep talking.
Really?
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 Really? Weirdo. Anyway, welcome to another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth here on WFSL Radio Network. Coming live to you from a location in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh my God.
That's my best radio voice.
You gotta add like some of the zip codes in there.
I'll add those zip codes.
To the 213-209-172.
253-225-5322
Can't we just go with area codes for phone numbers? Shout out to the 414 and the 262. Screw the 847s down in Illinois.
I didn't say that.
No, I'm just joking. We love the Illinois people. Your Auntie Laurie's from Illinois.
I don't have problems with Illinois people. I take the Bears.
Well, Bears, yeah, I mean.
So bad.
Bears suck monkey balls, but that's.
Bears suck bear balls.
You're going to have somebody call right now. They're going to call the number 646-915-9644 and be like,
none of my friends are Bear fans.
Attention. I'm officially over 40. I'm
like, that's awesome. So, anybody who's actually looking for good gaming systems for Christmas for their kids or for their boyfriends, husbands, wives, girlfriends, nieces, nephews.
Stick with the Wii U.
Well, no, I'm just saying, with all these, you've got like the PS4 that's just come out, Xbox One that's just come out and that stuff. The prices of other gaming systems have really come down. And especially if you go to places like GameStop where you can get new to you items. They are actually used ones and everything. But you can pick up some really good deals lately. And, you know, I was discussing with a friend of ours who pretty much has every PlayStation gaming system that's come out, Phoenix.
Oh.
And...
Oh, he got a PS4 too?
Nikki bought it for him for his birthday. And this is one of the things that he was saying, is even though the PS4 is good, PlayStation was a bit lacking in the sense of how many games they released for it. And he said that if he was actually out buying a PlayStation product for the first time, he would get a PS3 because there are so many games that are available for it and you can use certain games from other systems on it.
Yes,
yes. So, you know, and the thing with the Xbox as well is that I know there are people who... You've got your hardcore PlayStation lovers and your hardcore Xbox lovers. Personally, I think it's down to personal preference, but in this household, we've got a mixture of game systems from various companies. We've got PS2 somewhere, we've got Xbox, we've got the PS3 now, which is Robert and AJ's Christmas present from me. I was about to say that we've got the Wii. But we've got other systems and stuff. Yeah. And I actually noticed as well now that Atari and Sega have bought out packages of their old gaming systems. Sega Genesis and Atari have bought out their original game console.
Oh, yeah.
You could buy them at Walgreens, $40. And to me, that's a pretty good thing that they're doing. Just because it gets, you know... It gets it back out there, and I think they're listening to the call where you've got some parents who are in their 40s now who remember Pong and the old Tetris. Well, I'm going old school Tetris here, you know, who remember all of those and who want that system. And also, there's a bunch of people who I know who have got kids who are like 4 and 5 who want video games, but whose parents are like, well, I'm not spending $300-$400 on a game system for them. But as you know, $40 for one isn't, you know, too bad.
Right.
So there are a lot of game systems out there. What do you think is the difference between the Wii, the Xbox, and PlayStation right now? The pros and cons for each of them.
Oh, you mean the ones that are out right now or the ones before?
The ones that are... No, I'm saying like Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and the Wii. What are the pros and cons in your mind about all of those?
Oh, wow. The pros are at least you get to play, like, four classic games with each of them. Like, PS3, you can play PS2 and some PS1 games. And also, you can hook your PSP to it and play some games off of that. Of course, with the Xbox 360, of course, you can also play, like, old games from the Xbox 2, but not all of them, but some of them. And I also... mention about the PS3 is like it's free to play online, they don't charge you or anything like that.
Xbox
so that's a good thing.
Yeah, Xbox, they charge you to play online, which is sucks, but it's worth it.
Right, the Nintendo Wii is one of those things that's like, they had a good idea about, like, the wireless controller, like, move around and stuff, although they came out with it before, like, the other systems did. So you might just say they called the original stuff.
And you can play games on there?
Yeah, you can play GameCube on it. Games on there too.
Yeah, but GameCube controller hookups on there too.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But the cons, well, I don't see no cons when it comes to the Wii, but the only con for the 360 is like you have to pay for being on live and internet and stuff.
See, and that's one thing, I'll just intercede here a second. That is one thing that I don't agree with. I think if you've got a gaming system like the PlayStation, you can get online for free. The Wii, you can get online for free. I think the Xbox, you should be able to get online for free as well. And then you should be able to sign up for certain premium services. Like we have Xbox Gold, you have to have Xbox Gold to go online.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think that you should be able to get online and then, if you choose to, sign up for other premium services.
Right.
But still have the access to play online games, you know, and the such like. So we're going to come back to that because I can hear my tea starting to boil. So I am going to put a song on and then we'll be back.
When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight. If you need help, if you need help, I'll shut down the city lights. I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well, to make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from more. If you need help, if you need help, your hope dangling by a string, I'll share in your suffering to make you well, to make you well. Give me reason to believe that you would do the same for me, and I would do it for you. You're gone, gone, gone. When you fall like a statue, I'm gonna be there to catch you, put you on your feet, you on your feet. And if your well is empty, not a thing will prevent me. Tell me what you mean, what do you need? I surrender honestly. You've always done the same for me, so I will do it for you. After you're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone, you're my cornerstone. You're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start, you're my rugged heart. You're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like drum, my heart never stops beating for you. Baby, I'm not moving on. I'll love you long after you're gone. For you. You will never sleep alone. I'll love you long after you go. We'll be right back. a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
Okay, we are back. So we'll go on to frustrations in playing certain games. And one of them that I noticed last night, and obviously right now because Robert's screaming at the TV, is in Call of Duty Black Ops. They have a lot of things commonly known as campers. Explain what a camper is, Robert.
It's where somebody stays in one spot that kills everyone that comes into one room, and that's all the only thing that they can do, will do, and will do for the rest of their life.
The thing is, there are no rules for it, so there ain't nothing to do. Let's try to get them.
Yeah, there's no rules, but they're just...
They ain't real.
They're words.
They're not, in other words, they're not real gamers or real soldiers. Let's just put it that way.
See, to me, if you're playing a game like Call of Duty Black Ops, the point is to go and find the people. Not sit there and wait for them to come to you. But anyway.
You're a sniper, I can't understand.
Yeah, back to the pros and cons of the gaming system. Xbox 360.
Let's see. We probably already mentioned, like, one of the big cons is that you have to pay. And I guess one of the good things that like they did as of late is they said that you get 2 games free every month if you're, like, a gold member.
Okay.
That's one positive. And the first one of this month was Gears of War, which I know one of the games that you like, that Robert likes. And God, and there were so much games that we downloaded, like Assassin's Creed 2 and...
Oh, yeah.
Just like some games that were like... There's like good games that they have.
What about the gaming quality of the 360?
Oh, terrific.
I like it.
Do you have problems with, like, when you are playing online, though, do you have any problems with lagging or...
Only for internet.
Yeah, it just all depends on the internet connection.
Extra hot.
Because, like, you can have, like, a good internet connection, then you have somebody else that has, like, a terrible one. It doesn't mostly play none effects or anything like that. Which is good.
So what are some of your favorite games for the 360? Because I know, hold on, because I know you guys have played, and you guys aren't pegged into the same old games. Do you know what I mean? You both between you, like a variety of shooting games, racing, sports. So what ones are some of your favorites for them?
Oh, God, I ain't played no racing games in a long time.
My favorite racing games is Sport 4.
I need to catch up with Ridge Racer. That was one of my favorite ones when it came to the PlayStation.
Going about Xbox 360.
Well, Xbox 360. They have a few, like, good racing games.
Full Auto.
Yeah, Full Auto. Yep, that's the one. Got to find it somewhere. Let's see what else. Some of these for speed games are good. And if you're like to drive around like Grand Theft Auto, you can have that Auto 4 or 5.
Midnight Club Los Angeles, that's a really good game.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. Because, yeah, at first they did, I think they did made it for the PS only, but now they did it for the 360.
So why do you think games like Call of Duty got so popular? What is it about them? You guys have played them. What is it about the Call of Duty games that are so popular?
Oh, so popular? I guess it's just the way of playing. Because, like, normally I wouldn't be into something like this. Like, because I look at adventure games as much as the next person, but at the time, it's like I didn't like it this way because I knew I wasn't going to do any good. But I guess it's all about trying.
What's your reason why you think they're so popular, Robert?
What about what's so popular?
Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Maybe because of Call of Duty. It's been around for such a long time. And as new games came out, everybody's like, oh, look, new Call of Duty's out. Like everybody. If they're a Call of Duty fan, they're going to want every Call of Duty that comes out.
How many of them are there right now?
There is...
Call of Duty 1, Call of Duty 2.
There's Call of Duty Finest Hour, Call of Duty Big Red 1. There's Call of Duty World at War. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. I have to count later.
But there's about 6
there's
or 7 of them?
There's 2 Black Ops, 3 Modern Warfare, which is 5.
Well, Call of Duty 4 was like the first Modern Warfare.
Yeah, so...
Ooh.
Now, I know you guys say campaign mode, which I guess you guys are on now.
No, it's multiplayer.
No, multiplayer. Then there's zombies.
Yeah, multiplayer. Then certain ones, like the Black Ops, got zombies.
I know Robert completed campaign on one of them.
Yep, I completed it a while ago.
It's
a good campaign, yeah.
Yeah, he just went like the one thing with Ghost.
Yeah, Ghost, I only got through the first mission yet, which was in space. I just then
really, the first mission was space.
Yep.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. We'll be back.
Talking to yourself, and nobody's more. You're calling for yourself. You can't.
Okay, we are back. So we were talking about gaming systems and the stuff like that's really weird.
What?
Keep making weird noises. We were talking about gaming systems and the such like, and we've done the Xbox. So tell us what you think are your pros and cons of the PS3 right now.
Oh, God. This is normally, Sony is known for having delay of problems.
But they always end up getting sick. So,
yeah, but like, we put this on the PS2. They had to delay that because of stuff that's going on with just, oh crap.
So what do you like about it?
Sony?
Yeah. Someone's getting frustrated online right now.
Version, the DVD player, the PS3, PS4, everything's awesome. Microsoft, everything's awesome. I love their phones.
Yeah, except for them charging. I'm going to charge the arm over there for the live. And I think it's like the same thing now. Oh, God, they're killing me.
Cause it's a beautiful think I wanna marry you.
Okay, everybody, we are back. Now, sadly, our show's going to be cut short this evening, but that's mainly because today's a little bit of a difficult day for me and AJ, so we're kind of not in our normal cheery, bouncy, chat-about, crazy thing mood. But we might actually have a show. We've got some hours available on Friday, and we've got some hours available on Saturday and also on Sunday. So we might just set up something and come back and be totally insane on the weekend. But until then, we want to thank you all for listening, and we will catch you all again definitely on Monday for WFSO Aftermath, but maybe for some other things later on in the week. Don't forget, tomorrow the Smarks list is on, and we will catch you all later.